All right, so got a little update for you guys. Was posted some info about the podcast on Blue Sky, and someone came back to me and said, "Hey, your podcast doesn't work on Apple Podcasts, which is not an app I use. I use let's see, on my phone I use Podcast Guru." And I guess I pretty much always listen to podcasts on my phone. So, yeah. And before using Podcast Guru, I used Pocket Casts. So, not an Apple Podcast user. The individual who pointed this out was Peter Van Dijk. I don't know how to pronounce that last name, Peter. Sorry about that. But thanks for pointing it out, Peter. At any rate, so I was wondering why this wasn't working. I was able to recreate it with the desktop Apple Podcast app because I don't have an iPhone, and it didn't work there. If I downloaded the file, it played fine. If I tried to stream the file, it didn't work. Kind of interesting. If I stream the file in Pocket Cast, if I stream the file in Podcast Guru, if I stream the podcast just off the web, worked great. But for whatever reason, Apple Podcasts didn't work. So started to do some digging. And interesting side note, Googling for this was completely useless. And I feel like I'm finding this more and more with things that when I am trying to like get some domain knowledge around a problem that I don't know how to solve, Googling is like very, very, very not helpful anymore. And maybe like this one was a particularly hard one to Google about because it was about like Apple Podcasts not streaming. And so then there's like a ton of like non-developery information that's just like people like saying, oh yeah, like unsubscribe and resubscribe to it, and like all this stuff that like has nothing to do with the actual issue. Because I knew that it was like probably some kind of HTTP response serving the file type issue, but I haven't worked with streaming files enough to know what the issue would be exactly. So to give you a little background, I have a tracking script that is running that tracks downloads and stuff like that. And that is running in a Cloudflare worker and is streaming the file from Cloudflare R2 storage or whatever it's called, their S3 type thing. Streaming it through the worker, recording the stats, and delivering it to the client. And so I am like, well, I thought I was duplicating the HTTP responses to the client that Cloudflare was providing me from the R2 endpoint. So I knew it was somewhere in there, and Googling for it didn't help at all. Just useless results. I tried something else. I put kind of what my problem was. I actually posted on Blue Sky kind of like what the problem was. Just wondering if anyone had any ideas. And no one has replied to that yet. All right, figured it out. But I just took my Blue Sky post and pasted that into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT started helping me debug it. And I don't know what to say, but yeah, it was way better, way more useful. And so ChatGPT started walking me through kind of like, oh, like I see you're streaming with trying to stream through Apple Podcasts. Here's kind of like what things Apple Podcasts is looking for. It gave me a curl command that I could run that would do a range request, which was kind of one key that I needed. And then I could look at the response headers of that range request. So when you're doing a stream of a file where you aren't downloading the whole file at once and you're like using the first part of the file, so in this case you're like playing back the first part of the file, what the client is actually doing is a range request. And so it's requesting a range of bytes. And my response, my file serving system was serving range requests fine. It was allowing, you know, you to request a certain range of bytes and feeding those bytes back fine. And I could verify that with this curl command. And so that was working great. But there was one little thing that wasn't right. That is something I never realized. And that is when you do a range request, you aren't supposed to reply to the request with a 200 response. Instead, you're supposed to reply with a 206 response, which is a partial content status from the server. And apparently, most clients don't care if they actually get a 206 response or not. But the Apple Podcast client, for whatever reason, must be some different HTTP library or something, cares about that 206 response. And so it wasn't getting a 206 response. And kind of the spec for it says that if a range request isn't supported, then you reply 200 okay. So it does make sense. My reply wasn't in, you know, in spec. But I think the other clients must have just been looking at other headers like, you know, accept range or stuff like that to know that it could still actually, you know, request ranges from the file. But at any rate, that's what it was. I added in the 206 response, basically just passed through the response from the R2 HTTP response through my tracking code. And lo and behold, the stream started working fine. So kind of cool. Learned a little bit about HTTP range requests and re-solidified my belief that LLMs are quickly replacing search engines for technical tasks. It's just better in a lot of cases. Because even if you have some inaccuracies or some hallucinations, at least you get something useful and you don't just get garbage that that Google's putting out. So yeah, fun little debugging for the night. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, you can now stream it. All right. Talk to you later.